1.7 million 1099-G tax forms will go out to Ohioans this month, requiring them to declare unemployment benefits as income. Those will be mailed to those who got those benefits, and likely many who didn't but are the victims of fraudulent claims. And the state's attorney general is concerned about that. AG Dave Yost asks in a letter to Ohio's congressional delegation that Congress suspend collection of taxes, fees, and interest while claims of fraud are being investigated.
If eventually we see that they actually did get those benefits, then that can be added in at a later time. But at least for now, that we don't put people in a position where they're going to have to pay taxes on money they never received.
In the federal pandemic assistance program for people who don't normally qualify for unemployment, half the claims have been flagged as possibly fraudulent. Even Governor Mike DeWine and Lieutenant Governor John Houston said they've been notified that claims were made in their names. Karen Kassler at The Ohio Public Radio State House News Bureau.